Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast calls for a mostly sunny day, a high only near 18 to 20. Wind chill values as low as minus 6. Pat Pagano will check that tri-state forecast coming for you in just a few moments. Well, it was a big weekend for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association as once again Jump Fest was held on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with great crowds each day. Friday night, a record crowd. Saturday and Sunday also. The weather held up fairly well, as a matter of fact, for the whole event. Once again, a great weekend for SWASA this past weekend. Will Berkshire Hills keep a school mask mandate in Massachusetts? Officials are not rushing to decide. Under pressure to make a decision about whether to enforce a mask requirement after Massachusetts school mandate expires at the end of the month, officials plan to go slow. Peter Dillon, superintendent of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, said at the school committee meeting he had only known of the governor's announcement ending the mandate effective February 28th for 30 hours, and he needed time to digest the news. He said, "I'm not ready tonight. I'd like to be very deliberate and spend the next week talking to four school nurses, our local doctors, and the boards of health about what we should do." Ancrum Town Board meeting is being held on the 17th at the Town Board. Masks are required and public participation via Zoom at the Ancrum Town meeting on the 17th at 7 p.m. Local lawmakers are backing the river plan. Murphy and Hayes push for change in status for the Housatonic River. The two federal legislators are optimistic that this is the year the Housatonic River may achieve its federal designation as a wild and scenic river. Murphy and Hayes said they were there listening to suggestions and items of concern from those who know the river best. Hayes said that she's found there's more of an appetite for legislation that recognizes the importance and impact on the environment, particularly the transition of pandemic happenings. Murphy noted he was part of the effort for wild and scenic designation for the Farmington River as well. Several other people attending spoke about how going through the process will inform the stakeholders about the Housatonic River. In a warning sign to other area volunteer agencies, the Kent Volunteer Fire Department alerted their Board of Selectmen last week that they're asking for almost $500,000 so they can continue to pay for staff to respond to ambulance calls. The president and fire chief told the selectmen that the membership voted to request the worst-case scenario of $492,500, which would not include any volunteer EMTs responding and only paid staff for the budget year beginning on July 1st. The fire department has been paying EMT since March of 2021 when a contract was signed with emergency resources. Recruitment of new EMS members has been an ongoing endeavor for the Kent Volunteer Fire Department, and there's one new member who just completed the emergency medical responder class and is taking the exam. There are two new members who joined in the last 60 days and are both enrolled in an EMT class, according to the fire department. Berkshire Museum has returned Sachem Conopax wampum pouch and moccasins to the Stockbridge Unsee community. A pair of moccasins and wampum pouch that have been in the Berkshire Museum's collection for nearly 65 years are on their way home to the Stockbridge Unsee Community Band of Mohican Indians in Wisconsin. Upon being presented with the moccasins and the wampum pouch during an official transfer of custody at the museum last Thursday, Bonnie Hartley, historic preservation officer for the Stockbridge Munsees, carefully tucked cedar and tobacco leaves amongst the items. Pauling has approved an affordable apartment development. Construction of an 80-income restricted apartment in the town of Pauling could begin as early as next month. The Woods at Pauling, the next step in a massive housing development originally approved for more than 10 years ago, was given the green light by the town's planning board this week. In Sharon, coming up today, the Sharon Green Committee at 4 p.m., American Rescue Plan Act at 4:30, Sharon Board of Education Enrollment Subcommittee at 5, Sharon Board of Education at 6, and the Inland Wetlands Commission at 6:30 in Salisbury today. Salisbury Pathways Committee meets at 5:30. Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets at 6. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning meets at 7 p.m. tonight. In Falls Village, the Doubleheader Board of Finance meeting at 6:30 and the Board of Selectmen meeting at 7. In Cornwall tonight at 6:30, the Park and Recreation meeting via Zoom. In Kent, the Historic District Commission has their regular meeting coming up tonight at 5 p.m. And in Hillsdale, New York, the Planning Board has a meeting set for 7 p.m. this evening. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. That's where you'll find specials every day, a tapas menu. And you'll find them at interlakeninn.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 34,738.06, the NASDAQ at 13,791.15, and the S&P 500 at 4418.64. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.